Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Okay, so when Mike first told me to do a session, I thought like I want to link my research insights to research projects that I'm currently doing and provide some insights to the people who are working in the industry or other researchers. I wanted to share some of the things that I'm doing at the moment. So that's why I thought this topic is really really interesting for me to talk about how consumers are using certain consumption practices to cope up with the current COVID-19 situation. So I was talking about a little bit about the context, which I will quickly skip now because you already know how many countries that it has been spreaded across and how many countries has been affected from COVID-19. So one of the biggest impact that COVID-19 has is on human interactions. So when it is impacting human interactions, it is consumption. So you see that some categories are being mostly affected by this, like travel and tourism or apparel industry or restaurants, whereas some industries are not that much affected. So one of the biggest things that we see now is that before all these things happened, we had so many consumption spaces. We were going to a shopping mall, we consume. We were going to the airport, we consume. We are going to a theme park, we consume. But now our consumption space is limited to our homes because of all these social distancing measures that we have to follow. So the government is telling us to stay at home, only go outside for food and health reasons. And if we go out, just keep that distance, we cannot meet friends and family, which means that our consumption spaces are being limited. So this has a big impact on the consumption. So while giving you all this grim news, we also need to think that it's not all bad for the categories. Whereas this BCG research, some categories like online takeaway or delivery, home entertainment, in these sectors, consumers are spending more money. So but at the same time, there is another thing that is really affecting people during COVID-19 is the mental health. So the National Health System in the UK is really talking about this. Okay, so the National Health System is really talking about my video then, probably. Okay, so the National Health System is really talking about this, saying that this pandemic will bring out a lot of anxiety, burnout, stress among people. So there is a mental health crisis that we might see now. Maybe it's not immediately obvious, but it's there. Because if you look at this survey, if you look at these figures that this Statista survey that has been done, it says that respondents are saying that 82% of the respondents are saying that they feel much worse during COVID-19 in terms of mental health than ever before, which is quite alarming. So I will move on to coping. And before moving on to coping, let me move on to the consumer emotions and moods during COVID-19. So a study done by YouGov, they are talking about various moods and emotions that consumers are experiencing these days. Consumers feel... Okay, so consumers are feeling frustrated. Consumers are bored. They are unhappy. They are sad. They feel scared during this COVID-19 situation. So you see that there are quite a lot of negative emotions going around during this time because people feel really uncertain this time. So what do they do to cope up with the situation? So think about yourself. What do we do during the lockdown? We feel scared, we feel uncertain, we feel unhappy. But at the same time, we do various things. We engage in various consumption activities, isn't it? So this is a study done in France that talks about different things that people are doing. People are watching TV, browsing, talking to their relatives, cooking, gardening, exercising, online gaming, and things like that. So for example, myself, I'm doing some cooking, I'm watching a lot of movies, I'm doing some exercising at home. So these are a couple of things that consumers are doing in order to cope up with the situation. So myself and another colleague, we did a small survey between April 10th and 26th with a sample of 522 people. And these are the, yeah, so these are the emotions that we saw among UK consumers. Most of the consumers said that they feel anxious about the situation. They don't know what's going on. They feel uncertain. And some of them also suggested that they feel angry about the situation, maybe about the government measures, or the government didn't act at the right time, or maybe it's regarding something else about the workplace. So consumers are feeling angry. They fear the uncertainty that is coming across. They don't know what will happen to their jobs. They fear their health. They fear their loved ones' health. They feel sad. Yes, some of them even felt happy, which we don't know if it's something that always in these questionnaires, sometimes people tick answers without even looking at them. Probably that, or maybe they are happy that they are at home spending more time with people. So we also got a couple of people saying that they are happy. So people are stressed. So, but you see that mostly these emotions are revolving around negative emotions. So what did these consumers do? So the UK consumers, they said that these are the activities they were doing to cope up with the situation. Most of them were watching movies, baking and cooking. That's quite popular. So in most of the supermarkets, you see that the flour is out of stock for so long now. And many consumers are reading books, home exercising, gardening, listening to music. So you see that this is almost similar to what the people in France were doing. But probably think about your own countries. Probably it might be the same. People might be doing certain similar activities to cope up with the situation. So if you really look at these things, these are consumption experiences. These are different things people are consuming, different things that people are doing in order to cope up with the situation. So after doing the survey, we looked at a couple of secondary data as well. We wanted to see if this reflects from the sales in the industry as well. Well, of course, it did reflect. For example, Nielsen reports suggest that games and computing software sales has been increased by 200%. And home exercising, most of the fitness superstores are saying that they are going out of stock and they have been selling quite a lot of home exercising things during this time. And jigsaw puzzling, John Lewis was saying that they had a very high demand for jigsaw puzzling. It's even more than usual in Christmas, which is usually the sales peak. And people are doing lots of gardening. So garden centers are saying that they have sharp increase in sales. And handcraft sewing, so these are other things that consumers are doing in order to cope up with the situation. Meditation, yoga, and of course, there are also problematic areas like alcohol sales are increasing and people are drinking at home. Drinking problems are other side, the problems that you might see. And online gambling, there's a discussion around online gambling and how this might be affecting the online gambling and what are the implications that it will have. So the secondary data actually supported our primary investigation. Okay, so why these things are important? So why do consumers are consuming these type of things? Why this coping consumption is important for these consumers during this time? So from the interview data, it came out that these are a couple of themes that came out from the interview data. All these consumption practices really help consumers to elevate their mood, to cheer them up during this time. And for some of them, these consumption practices are therapeutic. So if you, I have put few quotations from our interviews. Well, these are not real names. I've replaced all the real names. So for example, Stella here is saying that I love gardening. I can forget about everything. And I just want to forget about everything and do some gardening because I don't want to drown in my own sorrow. So they want to escape from this negativity and they want to elevate their mood by doing this, by engaging in these consumption experiences. And also for some consumers, it's important to stay in control because out there in the world, there are many things happening that are not in our control, but you need to have something that you feel that you need to stay in control. So for example, John here is saying that I play music and it helps me to stay in control of news, because when you switch on the TV, you hear a lot of negativity. You open your news, you see a lot of negative information. So consumers want to escape from the negativity and stay in control. And also caring for their family, caring for the society, these are also important elements. This is a time that you show you are spending with your family. You need to have that compassion towards the family and the society. So for some, these practices are also important to show that compassion. So these are the themes that came out from our in-depth interviews with the UK consumers. So if you have any questions about this data or anything like that, I'm happy to answer. Right. So after this, then I went back and had a look at coping and consumption. So this coping consumption and consumers are consuming to cope up with uncertainties, it's not a new thing. It's been already there. It is in the literature. A lot of people have been studying this. So consumers are using consumption practices to cope up with certain transitions. For example, you move into a new country, it's a transition. So you use various consumption practices to cope up with this whole uncertainty, with this whole situation. Because consumption helps consumers to show some self-compassion towards themselves. It's also helped them to escape from realities. It also helped them to enjoy, because consumption and enjoyment, consumption and happiness, these things are going hand in hand with some of the consumption practices. And for some consumers, also consumption helped them to stay in a fantasy or live in denial. So these are things that have been already there. But during COVID-19, you see that, yes, people are using these same practices to cope up with the situation. So I want you to reflect back and think about yourself. Are you doing anything? What consumption practices are you following in order to cope up with the situation? I'm sure you will also have some reflections about yourself, your families. Right. So what are the implications? What can we do by looking at all these insights? So join the common cause. So, well, in World War II, during World War II, advertisers and organizations, brands, they were joining the common cause and they were really giving hope to the consumers, helping the consumers to cope up with the whole situation. So, well, insights that I can give you from my findings, but of course you can relate them, you can come up with your own sort of applications. So help consumers to show self-compassion. Sometimes we love to self-gift. We buy gift for ourselves because we want to care about ourselves. We want to show some self-compassion. So maybe you're in an industry, you might want to be creative and you might want to help consumers to show self-compassion to themselves. Buy a gift for yourself. Buy this service and gift it to yourself. It's a way of showing self-compassion. Therapeutic consumption. you need to calm, help consumers to calm down, chill out. So for me, I watch Netflix, I watch some movies. Sometimes it's therapeutic to me. Sometimes I bake, sometimes I cook, so I can stay away from all these drama that's going around. So it's therapeutic consumption. So help consumers in this way. And also it's important that you help consumers to show compassion. This is a time to show compassion as well. It's not just about you, but also helping consumers to show that compassion to other people and escape from the reality, at least temporarily. That's why you see that Netflix subscribers are going really high, because people want to entertain themselves and escape from this reality, at least temporarily. So making their family time more fruitful, helping them to upskill themselves, like Mike did today. This virtual conference is all about upskilling ourselves and encouraging consumers to have new hobbies. And it's okay to use humor. You don't have to be all giving grim, sad news. It's okay to use humor. So I might not have examples for all these things, but I will show you a couple of examples that are happening around the industry. So this website is, this is ASOS, one of the fashion websites, so apparel website. So as soon as you get into the website, you see that they are advertising mood lifting florals. So they know that this is a time that you need to lift the mood of your consumers. You need to help them to cope up with the situation, lift their mood. So this is how they are advertising now, mood lifting florals. And today I got an email from Uber saying that thank you for not riding with us. It's not something that you expect from a taxi company, but they are saying thank you for not riding with us. Because you're not riding, we are using our rides for things that matters. We are covering 300,000 free meals and rides for NHS staff. This is a time for me to show compassion for the NHS staff. I'm doing something for them. So they are linking that with my need, where they enable me to show compassion to the NHS staff. So this is a very good example. And Gucci, this is another example that helping consumers to show compassion. They were having a campaign with World Health Organization, helping World Health Organization, that helped the consumers to show the compassion to the world. This is using humor, a very British problem. If you have seen this site, they are selling certain arts and crafts. So they use humor. What day is it? So it's okay to use humor and help your consumer to cope with the situation. And Deliveroo, usually it's a food delivery service, but they are now linking with Sainsbury, a retailer, and delivering all the grocery items needed for vulnerable population. So it's a time to show compassion. And you might have seen lots of yoga apps and things like that for consumers to stay calm, show the self-compassion, stay calm and tranquilize themselves. So in order to do this, you also need to see some opportunities that we see around. So you see that there's an increase in media consumption due to COVID-19. These are information from the UK market, but if you look at other markets, you will also see that there's an increase in media consumption due to coronavirus. So this study shows that 48% of the people are watching more live TV now than ever before. 32% of the people are reading newspaper. 39% of the people are streaming. 40% of the people are using social media. So here, this is the opportunity for marketers to help consumers to cope with the situation. At the same time, you are sending across those messages using this media. So don't stay silent, but also don't talk big. Say, stay authentic and stay relevant. Be a friend to your consumer. This is the time. So it's not just during good times when they had money, when the life was normal, but also your consumer matters to you even during the bad time. Help the consumers to cope up with the situation.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @ClickSuasion.